Chapter 11, The Disease Problem. This is Jesus' spiritual ministry. It began on the cross, Isaiah 53, 3-5. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of pains and acquainted with disease, and as one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. The disciples could not see it when they looked upon the thorn-crowned man of Galilee. He was then bearing our sickness and disease. 10th verse, yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath made him sick. He made him sin with our sins and sick with our sicknesses. Isaiah 52:14, his visage was marred more than any man. It was so marred that he no longer looked like a man. That was not his physical body. God could not look on his soul. When God made his soul an offering for sin, he was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. It was God who laid our diseases on him. He was smitten by justice because he was our substitute. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. It was not the physical stripes upon his back made by the Roman lictor, but the stripes that God put upon him with our diseases when he was judged and cast out in our stead. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our diseases. Our infirmities are little mental quirks, the things that make us disagreeable and unpleasant to people. These are largely infirmities of the mind. He bore them all. What he bore, we do not need to bear. What he took upon himself, we do not need to suffer. We have come to believe that it's just as wrong for a believer to bear his sickness when Jesus bore it as it is for him to bear his sins when Christ bore them. We have no right to live in sin and to bear those hateful habits that make life a curse because Christ bore them. It was wrong for him to bear them if we're going to bear them too. It is wrong for us to have sickness and disease in our bodies when God laid those diseases on Jesus. He became sick with our diseases that we might be healed. He knew no sickness until he was made sick with our diseases. The object of his sin-bearing was to make righteous the ones who believe on him. The object of disease-bearing was to make well the ones who believe in him as the disease-bearer. His sin-bearing made righteousness sure to the new creation. His disease-bearing makes healing sure to the new creation. He took our sins and made us righteous. He took our diseases and made us well. He took our infirmities and gave us his strength. He exchanged his strength for our weakness, his success for our failings. Disease is not the will of the Father. We understand that disease is broken ease, broken fellowship with heaven. Disease is pain, weakness, loss of ability to bless and help. It makes slaves of the people who care for the sick. The loved ones who are up night and day working over the sick ones are robbed of joy and rest. Sickness is not of love, and God is love. Disease is a robber. It steals health. It steals happiness. It steals money we need for other things. Disease is an enemy. Look at what it has stolen from that tuberculosis patient. It came upon him in the midst of young manhood and has made him a burden to his family, filled him with anxiety and doubt, fear and pain. It has robbed him of his faith. See what disease has done to that woman. It has robbed her of her beauty and her joy and love. She is no longer able to fill the place of a mother or wife. All this is of the devil. Jesus said in Luke 13:1-17 that disease was of Satan. And behold, a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, to have been loosed from this bond? She was Satan-bound. Acts 10:38 tells us that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. From the beginning to the end of Jesus' public ministry, he was combating Satan. His battle was not with men, but entirely with demons who indwelt men. It was the devil who used the high priesthood to stir up the strife which finally nailed Jesus to the cross. Don't tell anyone that disease is the will of love. It is the will of hate. It is the will of Satan. If disease becomes the will of love, love is turned to hatred. If disease is the will of God, heaven will be filled with disease and sickness. Jesus was the express will of the Father. He went about healing the sick. Disease and sickness are never the will of the Father. To believe that they are is to be disillusioned by the adversary. If healing had not been in the plan of redemption, it would not have been in the substitutionary chapter of Isaiah 53. If healing had not been in redemption, the Father would not have taught it in his word. Jesus healed all who came to him, Jews and Gentiles alike. He was carrying out the will of the Father. He was the will of the Father.